Subscribe to the Tales from the Tinny podcast, and you'll be able to pull a refreshing, thirst-quenching, truth-bending fishing yarn whenever you want. Subscribe to the podcast at abc.net.au/tinny on the ABC Listen app or your preferred podcast provider to hear more yarns like this.
He's a man we talk to often on Tales from the Tinny, often heading down to places like King Ash Bay or the Tiwis and getting into some cracking fishing. But remarkably, Russ Walton, Russ from the Do, has just experienced what he describes as the best fishing trip ever in his time in the Territory. Where'd you go, Russ?
Yeah, g'day, Timmy, Andy. Me good mate, Cookie, and another young lad, Barra Jace, jumped in with us. So we took the Growler out to Dundee. That was a plan on Sunday. The weather was going to be magnificent. Tides were perfect, about 3 metres movement. So we just thought, I sort of roughly had a look at the chart and I said, let's just go wide off the Perrins out, you know. Let's go and find some deep water and a couple of patches of gravel and hopefully find some reds. That was a plan for the day. So, to be honest, although if we end up getting one each, that'll be job sorted. But basically, it turned out, yeah, an incredible day.
With more than one each?
Absolutely. As I said, we didn't know what to expect. I've never seen literally thousands of tuna out there. Birds, the ocean was alive. It looked incredibly healthy, the colour of the water, the bird life, the bait under the tuna as well. So that put us in good stead thinking that this is going to be a good day. So basically, we got to our rough spot. We found a couple of bits of gravelly bottom, pulled up, first drop down. Cookie got probably a 64-centimetre goldie, which I thought, oh, this is a good start. And then basically we got a couple of trevally, some sharks moved in, and I thought, oh, geez, I hope this is not going to be the pattern of the day. So we only moved to another spot about 100 metres away, and then we got onto a couple of nice reds. Most of them were caught on soft plastics, big softies with a go, which is fantastic to catch big reds on softies, nanogai as well, and some thumping coral trout.
The photos were absolutely phenomenal. Big reds, big trout, big snapper. It didn't seem to end for the whole day, Russ.
No, for 4 hours straight, you just had a rod just bent in half. And I mean serious, extreme fishing, basically what I call it, to reef a fish up between 45 and 55 metres through the shark column was really incredible.
And extreme sharking too, by the look of it, on a couple.
Absolutely. That big coral trout, I reckon that would have been my PB coral trout for sure if the tax man didn't take his cut out of it. So the variety was fantastic. All quality fish. The cod were, everything was humongous out there. The sweet lip, you know, were coming up. The trickies, they were all thumping fish. Just quality all the time.
And deep water, you said?
Yeah, deep water. Definitely. I sort of wanted to get out at least in the 45 metres sort of range. I know that the Red Emperor, he can be known to live in waters up to 180 metres, I think, is their maximum depth. And apparently, I don't know, I had a bit of research on them, they can be released in deep water. They're not as susceptible to barotrauma as a lot of the other reef fish out there. I think we ended up with maybe 10 or 12 nice reds between the three of us. Some nice trout, only one big snapper out there, and the big cod were just, there was plenty of those.
Talk us through your technique for big soft plastic drifting over, I presume you're drifting.
No, we're actually using the Minn Kota, spot locked. At the start, the tide was, there was a bit of push out there in that deeper water, even though they were neat tides, there was still a bit of flow. So you could use a 2 or 3 ounce jig head with some big, you know, saltwater grubs or whatever like that at the start. When the tide started to back off, that's when I put some bigger soft plastics on. So there wasn't as much current. You could get them straight down, jigging straight down under the boat, wind up half a metre off the bottom, and just basically it didn't take long before it was climbed on.
That's easy fishing.
It is. That's what it was like. And everyone was starting to get shit scared dropping a line down because they were spent. I've never seen three men on the boat nearly tears, baby wipes are on hand if you needed them. It was fair dinkum like that. Everyone was absolutely flogged. It was like a gym session for 3 hours.
Baby wipes?
Well, if you had, you know, if the crack sweated up or you need to wipe some tears, they're ready to go.
That's excellent boat management on the Growler.
The boat, always baby wipes, Tim. They come in handy, even for wiping the sounder down, to wiping your butt crack for sweat, bring them on.
It's looking really good.
Well into the 80s.
It scared her a bit, I think.
Watching the bait,
it wouldn't be called fishing.
Tales from the Tinny.